Thank you, Julie. I was interesting when I saw the sign out front this morning. It said that God is, what, making all things new? The lesson, the title he gave me was "See, I Am Doing a New Thing," matches perfectly with what he was telling Julie this week as well. And she texted me, was it Thursday morning? Friday morning, do you have anything? And I had started on it, but I didn't have everything worked out yet. And so I said nothing. I said didn't have anything to put in the bulletin again. And but as we start a new year, we're going to see that God is interested in the new things. He's interested in us being part of His plan for a new year. Part of His what He's doing. So we're going to begin with prayer this morning, and then I'll get into the lesson. Father, we thank You that You have made all things new. I thank You, Father, that You have prepared the way ahead for us. Lord, that You have a plan for each one of us, and Lord, that You plan for each one of us to be Your servants, to share in what You're doing around the world, around Mara County, and around our church family. Father, as You plan for all things new, Father, ask that we'll make You part of our plan this year. Lord, that You'll be uppermost in our thoughts and in our plans, that everything that we do revolves around what You want this year. We thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we're beginning a new year, I just wanted to reflect a little bit on our past year. we've had a lot of really good things happen the past year here in the church, and I'm just blessed to see the way the adult Sunday school class is growing and going. It's been really good. Jesse's taken that on and done very well with our study of Proverbs, and I'm just pleased with the way that's going. And the youth, we've always got 7 to 9 youth who are coming for Sunday school and spending time with Matt, and he's done just an excellent job in growing that and making our youth feel important in the church. And I'm excited we're getting some new babies in the church again. Since we've been here, our babies, our little ones, have grown up into teenagers, and we haven't refilled that young spot that was here and so vibrant in the church, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how God is going to do that in the next few years, just to bring little ones again into the church so that we continue to have that vibrant young group coming up to lead the church later on. Because if we continue, I walked with and did Gideon work, went to the different churches, I was in so many churches that were full of 70, 80 year old women. They weren't full of them. There was 10 to 12 of them, and that was the church. Maybe one or two old men. They had no youngsters, no young people at all to carry on the work of the church, and that's sad. I feel like God has really blessed us here. We've always had young people. We've always had another generation coming up, and so I'm excited to see how He takes care of that for us. But it's really neat to see and hear Matt talk about his little Beckett and Bruce, and Bruce is not even here yet. but there's two new babies, and we're really praying that Chloe and Colin will start bringing Henry along to church as well. They've talked about it, and so we're anticipating that as well. So I can see that we'll have babies, we'll have children coming up in line to take over what God's doing here in the church, and I'm thankful for that. I don't expect to stop preaching anytime too soon. I'm 72 years old, but the Lord still gives me the ability to be up here and share with you. And I really love being a pastor, being here to share with you guys. And we just pray that we'll continue to do the work that God's called us to do, and that the church will continue to grow. The biggest thing that I recall from last year was the 21-day fast. That did more for me this year than anything else that we did. Because it renewed my relationship with the Father in so many different ways. You know, I shared that a couple months ago, how God had done all that. And so that, I love the way you guys joined in with that. So many times when God declares a fast, a lot of people don't join in it or can't do it. And many of you did. The majority of us did that fast together. And what a good thing that was for the church and for the country and for the community. I shared that with several other pastors that we were doing that, and they commended us for doing that. It's not something that everybody wants to do. Sometimes fasting is hard. But it's a time that we drew close together as a family. It's a time that we grew closer to God. And so I've been so thankful for that. It's just been awesome. Awesome for all of us who partook in it. And it's also awesome for the rest of the church, because you saw the unity that we had through that, through the growing together of that 21-day fast. And I would suggest, Kathy starts each year out with a fast, I would suggest that you might try that. Start your year out with a time, a special time with the Lord, just drawing closer to Him. I'm not going to call a fast because God didn't tell me to do that. But you guys will know. You'll know when it's the time to do it. Now, Patsy and I have done a 7-day fast since then, because the value that it was to us, we want to continue with it. So we'll probably do quite a few fasts through the year, just because it's such a way to grow with the Father. So I would just suggest that we're going to actually start in Isaiah today. In fact, if you would turn with me to Isaiah, there's a couple verses in Isaiah 42 that I'd like to share with you. Starting with verse 8 and 9 of 42, he says, "I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you." So God is going to do a new thing in the church this year. We're going to be a part of it. But He's going to tell us what He's going to do before it happens. He doesn't leave us wondering. He lets us know. And so in the Old Testament, He used the prophets to speak to the church. Now he may use some of you to speak those things into the church. The gift of prophecy is still active today in the church. And if the Lord gives any one of you a word for the church at any time, make sure that you let the rest of us know. Because it's not always going to be through Matt or Jesse or I. Some you guys have the ability, just as we do, to hear the Lord. And I'm thankful for that. Because many times He'll use one of you to speak to the rest of the body. And then over in chapter 43, I'm beginning in verse 15. And in each one of these, He starts out, "I am the Lord," or "I am your God, I am your Redeemer. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator, your King." This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters. He drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together. And they lay there never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. So this same Lord that we're serving today, that we hear from today, is the same God who brought the children of Israel out of Egypt and made a path through the Red Sea. I don't know if any of you have looked, have a Bible picture thing or a map in the back that shows the Red Sea, and it wasn't a little crossing. It wasn't like crossing the creek at home. This morning it would have been a little rough getting across. Patsy's phone said we got 4 inches of rain already, and we're expecting another 6/10 this afternoon. So 4 inches brings our creek up pretty fast and pretty wide. It wasn't over the bridge this morning, but it was going really, really fast and was very muddy. So it's taken a lot of topsoil along with it, as it always does. But the Red Sea was a big crossing. It was wide. And God made a way. It's that same God that we serve today. And then he says he drew out the chariots and horses and the army, and they lay there in the bottom of the sea, never to rise again. Extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Verse 18 is the verse that I want you to remember today and memorize, for it says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing." I wanted to look at the past this morning to remind you of the things that God has done this year. But he said, don't dwell on that. He says, look, I'm going to do a new thing. So I want you to anticipate that this morning. I want you to begin to look forward to what God is going to do in the church and in your lives this year. He's going to do a new thing. We can't expect to go back and redo the things that we did last year, but we will continue to grow and try to be a part of the new that God is going to do. He said, "Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise." So you are all fearfully and wonderfully made, chosen by God. We're not here by happenstance. We just didn't happen to show up at Open Arms Christian Church and begin to worship here. God had a plan for us to be here, for all of us. He chose us even before, it says in the Word that He chose us before we were in our mother's wombs, before we were planned by our parents, He had a plan for us. So we are chosen by Him, and we're treasured possessions. He's going to do something very interesting for us this year, in this new year, 2025. You know, we've just got a couple more days left of the old year, and we're starting into something new. I want to go back to Deuteronomy chapter 10. So I thought, as I was preparing, the Lord was speaking to me, New Year's, everybody's used to New Year's resolutions and doing those kind of things. You've seen them over the years and seen that most people who make New Year's resolutions don't follow through with them more than a few weeks. And so I'm not asking you to do New Year's resolutions this morning, but I want to take you to Deuteronomy chapter 12 and just look at five different points that we need to pay attention to as we start this new year. Deuteronomy 10, beginning with verse 12. "And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good." So the first thing that God wants for us to do this year is to fear him, to put him first. In doing that, I would suggest that we spend a little time each day in worship. I've told you before how important praise and worship is in our lives and how it defeats the enemy. If we start our day in worship and preparation for what's coming, we'll have be better equipped to handle what comes each day our way. So spend some time each morning in worship so that he knows that we fear him and love him and revere him. I will just say that word fear doesn't mean we're afraid of him. That's not what that means. It doesn't mean that we're afraid of God, but it means that he is the one and only God, the true God. He wants to have no other gods before him, and he wants us to know that, to just reverently seek his face each day, each morning. I love the time that I get up in the morning and spend that quiet time with the Lord. And it's an awesome time. It's just a time to be just him and I and spend time with him. It's a good time to worship. So the second thing that I found in these verses is to walk in all his ways. You all know that as we walk in the ways of Jesus Christ, as we walk in his ways and do what he wants, he takes care of us and blesses us. He walks with us and holds our hands. Sometimes he carries us. I like that picture of the steps in the sand, I guess. I don't know what it's called anymore. Footprints. Where one set of footprints, and during that time, he's carrying you. It's not that he's not there with you. It looks like he left you, but he's carrying you through. And so, to walk in all his ways. And the third thing is to love him. How can we love him without worshiping him, without praising his name and walking in what he wants us to do? We love him because he first loved us. God is love. There's so many verses in Scripture that talk about his love. And so we want him to know that he loves us. The fourth thing is to serve with all your heart and with all your soul. You guys have hearts of servants. You're willing to serve. And that's what the church needs. That's what God needs to be able to do the new thing that he is planning to do. He's going to need servants out of all of us. And we're going to have to be willing to serve. And then the fifth thing is to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that he's giving us today for our own good, it says. In Deuteronomy 11, just across the page there, I want to look at just verses 13 following. It says, "So if you faithfully obey the commands I am giving you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul, then I will send rain on your land in its season, both autumn and spring rains, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine and oil. I will provide grass in the fields for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied." As I read those verses to prepare for today, I had to think of, so the ponds are really low this fall. I don't know if any of you have noticed, some of the ponds aren't full yet. My dad always said that winter can't set in until the ponds are full. And I noticed this morning, I don't know if yours is full yet, but I noticed this one out here is full and running over. It's pretty full. We need the ponds full. Neil will tell you that the grass didn't grow very well this summer. Hay didn't grow very well. It was a little bit dry. We didn't get the yields that we usually get for hay. You probably know that too, don't you, Duane? It was just down because of the we had a lack of rain in the late summer, early fall this year. And so this is a good rain. That's one we need. Verse 16, he says, be careful, or you will be enticed to turn away and worship other gods and bow down to them. Then the Lord's anger will burn against you, and he will shut the heavens so that it will not rain. The ground will yield no produce, and you will soon perish from the good land the Lord is giving you. Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land that the Lord swore to give your forefathers, as many as the days that the heavens are above the earth. So, teach your children the words of God. Teach them the word. Teach them the things that God talks about. Teach them how to walk with Him, how to base your life on Him. And it says we to talk about Him when you're along the road and when you're sitting at home all the time. Talk to your children about what God is doing. And to write them as symbols on your hands, bind them on your foreheads. And then so the one about writing them on the door jams and so the last two of the houses we're building now, the homeowners did that. They came into the houses and began to write scriptures and prayers on the headers of the doors before we drywall. So those will be on these houses for their entirety. They're not going to vanish. They're going to stay there. There's just, as I walk through the houses, I see that they wrote things on door frames all through the house. It's pretty cool because they can do it with no drywall on. They can write them with a magic marker and they'll stay there. We did an addition on a house for my sister. The house was built in the late 1800s, and there was an addition put on in 1902, a porch addition. We had took the porch off and rebuilt it and added a roof clear around the porch. And when we took the siding and the stuff off, there written on the old house wall, it said the addition done in 1902. So these things last. When you write things down on a structure, it lasts and lasts. So it's interesting that they'll always have these blessings on these houses. So you can do it with plaques, with scriptures you can get in frames. Patsy and I have a lot of scriptures in frames that we have placed on our walls. There's just a lot of ways to do this in your homes, and I would recommend it. Because these are the things, these are the blessings that God gives us throughout the year. These are the things that He's telling us to do, and so that we'll be blessed. So He's going to send rain. He's going to send us what we need. He's going to take care of us. And I've said many times to the church, if you're serving the Lord, if you're doing what He asks you to do, He'll give you the things you need to do that service that He's called you to do. I never expected to be a pastor. I wasn't planning that for my life. But he's equipped me to do it. You know, you don't think about changing your life when you're 65, 66 years old. I was going along, I thought, doing very well without being a pastor. But when the Lord told Nathan to resign and things didn't work out there, and we had then the job of either looking for a new pastor or leading the church, I felt God's call. And I talked to Matt and Jesse. I said, I think the Lord's calling us to lead the church. And that was a new thing. That was something that I hadn't expected. But that was a new thing for me. I had been in an elder in the church for almost my whole life, since I was 25 years old. We helped start a new church then, and I was one of the leaders there because I was in on that early foundation of the church. And so that's been my life, my whole life, is being an elder and leading a church as an elder. So it's not a new thing for me. It was a new thing for me to preach. I'd always taught Sunday school and done those kind of things. But God, with the pastor role, gave us the means to do it. He gave us the things that we need to be able to do that. So continue to pray for us as we start this new year, as we anticipate what God is doing. Instead of a New Year's resolutions, just determine that you're going to seek God's face, that you're going to walk with Him daily, that you're going to do the things that He asks us to do in Scripture, to walk in His ways, to be His servants, to love Him with all your heart, and all the other things that we talked about there this morning. So as we close this morning, as the praise team comes for our final song, if any of you have a prayer need this morning, why, come and I'll pray with you. Or just gather around someone around your seat if you'd rather do that and have them pray with you. You don't have to come to us. You guys can pray for one another just as easily as we can pray for you. That's one of the things I love about our adult Sunday school class, is we spend time praying for one another and caring for one another. And that's what the church is for. That's really why we're here, guys, is to care for one another, to love one another, and just to grow God's church. So if you need prayer this morning, why, come. We'll do that with you.